We're going to probably read some familiar scripture tonight. In your hearing, Hebrews the 12th chapter. Believe it is. Like I say, we appreciate you being here tonight in the service. Appreciate what we've heard and felt already. And I'm glad that the Lord meet with us. And He will. He knows the needs of every one of us. But even though that He knows, He really likes to hear from us. And I still believe he can change things. He can change things quicker than anybody in this world. He can touch people. He can send people in the avenues that need to be sent. You say, "Preacher, why don't He all the time?" Well, the Scripture's pretty clear when He talks about certain things. And He made mention over there that that there was many widows in the land in the days of the famine and what have you. But He said there's just one that He sent the man of God to. He said there's many lepers in the land in the days of Naaman. But Naaman was the one that got the message. And finally heeded the message. He didn't get help till he done that, of which was bid of him to do. And I'm persuaded it still works that way. There's something for me and you to do. The Lord's able to do it. The Lord will tell you what to do. But if you don't do it, I just want them to believe it ain't going to happen. Well, preacher, why should I do it? Let the Lord do it. Well, He will do it, but He'll do it when you do it. When He bids what you need to do. There's something, I don't know, a lot of things, I guess, cross their hearts and mind. I don't know that I'll stand very long tonight as far as that goes. But we're going to read you this scripture. But I was thinking while they are singing there, the Lord blesses in different ways. He blesses at different times. And Tammy said something about she is glad she didn't have to go to a person, a man, and tell him all about her sins, her downfalls. But that she can go directly to the Lord. And you know, that's a blessing. Just to know that you can go directly to Him. And He set it up that way. He most certainly did. I know that I was thinking today, it's not strange that some things come out, but I was just thinking today, you know, there's more, now I'll just go ahead and say it, there's more Catholics in this world than there are anybody else as far as Christianity is talked about. And I've often wondered how in the world that they missed the mark. Huh? How did they miss the mark? But they did. Preacher, you'll get in trouble. So be it. the days of that priest's office are done away with. They is fulfilled. Fulfilled. And the scripture says that he became our high priest. He became. And I can't read out of that. I really can't. I can't read out of that. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed with so great a cloud of witnesses. That's the first verse, 12th chapter. Talking about them out of the 11th chapter, which is what we call the chapter of faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You're not gonna have much faith unless you operate through that is not seen. You won't have much faith. It goes on down in the 11th chapter. It says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Now you think about that. That the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Now, I could get into that a little bit, but I'm not going to. It's not what I've got. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Did you hear that? Things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. I love that verse. He says in the 12th chapter, the first verse, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Now that's a powerful verse within itself. And I'm going to be quite frank with you. You'll never run this race very successful without this following statement. You'll not do it. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children, my son despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For verily, for a few days chasten us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord, looking diligently lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled, lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For ye know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected. For he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. For ye are not come unto the mount that might be touched. And that burned with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and temptest. And the sound of the trumpet, and the voice of the words, which voice they that heard entreated that the word should not be spoken to them any more. For they could not endure that which was commanded, and if so much as a beast touch the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. But ye are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. For see that ye refuse not him that speaketh, for if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. Wonderful chapter. Wonderful chapter. A lot of things in this. I don't know altogether tonight what we'll say or do, but I want to leave just something with you for just a minute. You know, there's a lot of people today that's done a lot of good things. And they become what they call founders. These people that's founded things. If you've ever been around and that or searched around or went somewhere and maybe seen some magnificent building or monument or memorial that was set aside, normally it's got a name on that thing, and it'll tell you who the founder of that was. And that means a lot. And that heritage of that family, my friend, they're proud of that. that was founded. I want to talk to us just a little bit tonight. God being my helper. I'm not a founder. I can't claim anything that I founded. I've thought a lot of times, I had a man to tell me, and he's a businessman. We had to go to a meeting, and he come in there, and he is the owner of the plant, and the plants. There were several of them, and he asked everybody in that room. He said, "I want you to think this evening, and I want you to answer in the morning." He said, "Where do we want to be in 5 years?" And then he come back, and he said, "No." He said, "I want to know what we want to be in 5 years. What we want to be in 5 years." And every manager that come back the next day, they all got to talking about how they wanted to develop this and develop that and all this and that. And he listened to everything they said. He said, "You know," he said, that's good and that's great." He said, "You've got a vision about where you want to be." But he said, "Did I say I wanted to be making chemicals in 5 years from now?" He said, "I might not want to be in the chemical business." He said, "Has any of you thought, my friend, about something that's better than what we're doing?" And I just thought, well, that, you know, but he was the owner. He was the man. He is thinking about other things. He had done made probably his money and all such as that, but 5 year down the road, would he want to be bigger than what he was? Well, sure he would. My friend, but that wasn't altogether his goal. If he could be something else. But I want you to think about a founder, and I want you to think about a one of a kind. A one of a kind. Not another one. These things, brethren, that people put a lot of emphasis and they put great prices on today, brethren, that's one of a kind. Just one. Just one. They just made one of these. And we're going to auction it off. Isn't it amazing how many dollars is spent, brethren, on people that spend on things, my friend, of this world because they think they got the only one. Or the only one that's just like that. They'll pay great, great money for things and they'll cherish that. And they'll take care of that. They most certainly will. If you ain't been around to check those things out, it wouldn't hurt you. My friend, it wouldn't hurt you not a bit in this world. I want to talk to you just a little bit tonight about the author of my faith. The author. Brethren, the author, the one that started this thing. Yes, sir. He said, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith tonight." Brethren, I'm glad I've got an author. I'm glad, thank God, there is such a thing as faith tonight. And me and you, my friend, can't conjure it up. No, sir. There's no way. Me and you, brethren, can't make a look-alike. We can't make, my friend, something that looks just like it, tastes just like it, and works just like it. There's no other person in the world that's the author of faith tonight. I thought a lot of times, brother, I think strange things sometimes. But I wondered, I got a John Deere mower. I like John Deere. I've had more than one. I most certainly have. And to me, as good of a piece of equipment that you can get. But you know what? There's some people that don't believe that. They not got no confidence in John Deere. They like Farmall. Or they like Case. Have you ever wondered, my friend, though, people that makes things, I've wondered. Why in the world they come out with a Case? They got John Deere. Huh? But that's the way people gets to making things. What do they make it like? They make it like this, but this right here is different. The ratio's different. The looks is different, and we didn't like how a deer done this. So they made a Case. Did they not? Then another man gets a hold of the idea, and he said, I don't like a deer, and I don't like a Case. He said, I'll just make me an old Farmall. Huh? Some of these people didn't get very big. But brethren, there are a lot of them still in business. You know why? Because whatever adjustments they made, somebody liked the same thing they did. Brethren, I want you to know tonight. You say, preacher, that has nothing to do with nothing. I want you to know tonight that I have one author. One, brethren. Thank God there'll never be another one like him tonight. Glory to God. Bible teaches us one Lord, one faith, one baptism, brethren, in Christ Jesus tonight. Woo! Ain't that good? Glory to God. I thank God we got an author that can do it all tonight. Yes, he can. He can do it all. And the truth of it is, all he wants us to do, my friend, is to follow him. Is that not? Is that not right? When Jesus come and walked on the face of this earth, there's some things set in place. When he was 12 year old, yes, they found him down there talking, brethren, with the doctors and the lawyers. His own mother and his own dad, my friend, wouldn't have understood any of it. They wouldn't have. They wouldn't have grasped it. Brethren, but he is down there talking with the doctors and the lawyers. And brethren, it amazed them. It amazed them. You say, preacher, now it don't get in. Do you know the early years? That's about all you hear. In the early years, McCambie sang that song. I can't remember the name of it right offhand, but they talk about that of the early years. Between 12 and 33. Between 12 and 33. Why didn't he start at 12? Why didn't he just bring that, my friend, that he had while he was 12 year old? I'm going to tell you something. The knowledge was there. Brethren, he was still the Son of God. Yes, he was. But brethren, he would have never been accepted. They wouldn't accept it. Brethren, the culture, the customs. Brethren, a man had to be 30 year old before, my friend, he would be recognized. Yes, sir. As a man. As a man having any knowledge or means of anything. That was the custom. You all know why he preached 3.5 years? Because that was the limit. Brethren, 3.5 years of his ministry. But did you not know, brethren, when he started, when he first started, what did he do? He got him some followers. Did he not?
He called him some disciples. And brethren, when he called a couple of them, then they went out and got some more. Did they not? And he wound up with 12. And he said, I've called you 12. Brethren, he said, one of you is a devil. That's what he said. Think about it. Brethren, there were some things that was coming. Whether you say, preacher, that means that they didn't have no choice. Yes, they had a choice. Brethren, he didn't make Matthew and Andrew and Peter and Simon. All, he didn't make them follow him. He said, follow me. Follow me. Brethren, I want you to know that he had something, thank God, them men needed. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There's a reason there's 12 of them. I ain't going to get into everything. 12 tribes. Were they not? Typical. Now you get back, and I'm going to have to say this. Brethren, you get back under that of the Old Testament. Now the Scripture teaches us in the 10th chapter of the book of Hebrews, talking about the law being a shadow of good things to come. Now it was. The law was a shadow of good things to come. But it does not tell you in there anywhere, brethren, that everything that went on in the Old Testament was a shadow of what was coming. It don't tell you that. It says the law. Let me read it. Let's straighten me out. Okay? I get this crossfired sometime. I want you to think about it. Listen, this is what he says. He says, for the law. He didn't say the law was a shadow. That's where I get fired off. The law. He didn't say the law was a shadow. He didn't say that. I've said that. I probably said that more than I ever have anything else, but he don't say that. He says the law, for the law having a shadow. Having a shadow of good things to come. Now you think about that. You go back and even just naturally speaking, my friend, there's no way you can have a shadow without some light. You know that? It takes a light, my friend, to have shadow. Now, the shadow comes, it don't come from the light. It comes from the image. Yes, sir. It comes from the image. Having a shadow. Brethren, that the law brought cast a shadow of good things to come. Good things to come. Brethren, that God set up in the law, brethren, was going to come to pass in the days that he came into this world. Yes, sir. Did you know that when Christ was here, there were times that he had healed folks, but there's also times he had healed folks that he'd tell them to go show themselves to the priest. Did he not? Confirming, he's fulfilling what he was doing. Fulfilling. Brethren, that was under the law. Not just that, fulfilling that of which he was prophesied of. Is prophesied, brethren, that these things was going to happen when the Messiah came into the world. That's what they was looking for. I'll repeat that. That's what they should have been looking for. That's what they should have been. It wasn't that many is looking. No, it wasn't. But nonetheless, he came. It says in the fullness of time.
God sent His Son in the fullness of time. Now, we're talking about the author of this thing. The Bible tells us that He was slain before the foundation of the world. Before the foundation. Brethren, before there was ever anything in the midst of the world, my friend, created, brethren, He was slain. That ain't all. Brethren, He was there in the beginning, my friend. Yes, He was. And He was the author. There wasn't anything made that wasn't made by Him. Not anything. The Word of God. The Word of God was in the beginning. The Word of God was with God. The same was in the beginning with God. Not anything that was made that was not made by Him. Yes, sir. 14th verse of that chapter says, and then He became flesh. He became flesh. And He dwelt among men. Is that right? The author, my friend, of this thing became part of us. Part of mankind. That happened in the beginning, my friend, when God put Adam and Eve in the garden. Brethren, they were to keep the garden. People said they didn't work. They had to keep the garden. Yes, they did. They could eat of anything in that garden. All things could be eaten of except one. The tree. The tree of knowledge of good and evil. Knowledge of good and evil. Scripture says, let us make man in our own image. In our own image, my friend. In our own likeness. Brethren, He made man. But He made him a free moral agent. What does that mean, preacher? That means that he wasn't no robot. You couldn't flip a switch. Brethren, make him do anything. He had his own choices. He had his own free will. That's the reason He told him. He said, you can eat of everything in this garden. He said, just don't touch that tree. Don't touch it. That don't seem like much, does it? Huh? That seem like much? How many of you got children, my friend? You tell them not to touch something. You expect them not to touch it, but how many children have we got just daring? Just daring. Simply because you told them not to, they've something that kicks in that just makes them want to. Worse and worse. I've raised children. You think that's what it was? In the day when the serpent came, brethren, he tempted that of Eve. He just didn't tempt her, my friend. She lusted after it. She did. That it says in James, my friend, was really true. Brethren, temptation is not sin. But when a man is tempted and drawn away through lust, and when lust is conceived, it brings forth sin. Brethren, had they never touched the tree, my friend, there'd have been no sin. But they did. Did they not? They did. Go on. The author and the finisher of our faith. We read about these people in the book, the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, that done all these great things. They became great things. It says Noah being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear. Now you think about this.
Do you think that Noah was an ark builder? I don't believe Noah knows what an ark was. But the Lord gave him a pattern. And you know what he told him? I honestly believe it. Y'all might not believe things like I do, but I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't believe it. It ever floated, my friend. How do you build it any other way? These people that got their own idea about how this thing works. Do you know that? They got their own idea. Well, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. Can I tell you something? If the Lord lays it on your heart, you know what? It'd be better off you did. It would be. It'd be better off that you go on and do that. I don't know. I wasn't there in the days of Noah. I've not been to Kentucky yet and seen the ark that they've put together. They say it's the right length and the right height and all such as this. And that's one day I'll probably go see it. One day. But I've just not been. But you know what? It ain't going to change my faith one bit. Not one bit. The scripture says, looking unto Jesus. That's how you get through that first verse. That's how you run the race with patience, which is set before us. You know, we're going to be winners. We sing that song, don't we? I'm on what? The winning side? We sing it like we mean it, don't we? We sing it like we believe it. I'm on the winning side. How can we sing that? Well, you can sing that because of the author. Not just the author, the finisher. Now, the truth of it is, I don't believe that you're going to be any different, my friend, than what Noah was. What do you mean, preacher? You put your faith in Jesus. You put your faith in the author. Brethren, and you see if God won't do for you just like He done for him. I believe He'll make it. I believe we're winners. I do. I believe we're overcomers. And we didn't overcome, brethren. He overcame. Do you know that? He overcome sin. He overcome that was against man. Bible says that there's some old handwritings and old ordinances, my friend, that was nailed to the cross. Taking them out of the way. Brethren, man couldn't keep them no way. Man wound up guilty in that. And brethren, that's the reason he went back every year and offered up sacrifice for his sin that only atoned. Only atoned. What does that mean, preacher, that you had atonement, brethren, for 1 year? It did not cleanse. It did not wash away. But brethren, you go back to the things that was set up in that tabernacle. And brethren, you'll find before them priests ever went in and done the priest his office, they had to go by the way of the washpot. Yes, sir. They had to cleanse themselves first. Brethren, and the scripture says, when the high priest entered in, once a year, my friend, he offered up a sacrifice for himself also. Did he not? Sin was in the way. Sin was in the picture. Sin and that fellowship that got broke that day in the garden when they sinned, that fellowship was broke between God and man. It did not mean that God didn't talk to man. It didn't mean that God didn't commune with man. But brethren, God's dwelling
was not with man like it was in the beginning. No, it wouldn't. It doesn't get into the wherefores and the what-fors, but I wonder how many times that Adam had walked with that voice, the voice of the Lord, in the cool of the day. I wonder how many times he had walked with him and talked with him. We sing that song too, don't we? He'll walk with me and he'll talk with me. And he does. Does he not? Brethren, we have fellowship with him. We don't, as it's already been said tonight, we don't have to go through man. Brethren, I'm glad I've got fellowship with you. You know that? We're a body. I'm glad we got fellowship one with another. The Scripture teaches us we ought to have so. But brethren, I'm glad most of all, thank God that I've got fellowship with the Lord God Almighty through His Son, Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith. And He is. You think faith means anything? Sure it does. Sure it does. You know, not only does faith mean something, you'll find these people that talked about in the 11th chapter. I love the part when he gets down there and he talks about how time wouldn't permit for him to tell. Listen. Hey, some of these that he never named. But listen what he done. Through faith. Through faith, folks. Who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of the fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. Do you hear that? And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. Of whom the world was not worthy. Listen, they wandered in deserts, in mountains, dens, caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Should not be made perfect. They wasn't going to be made perfect till we made perfect. Do you know that? They wasn't going to be made perfect. They were still under the sin factor. Yes, they was. Sin. Sin, my friend. What did John the Baptist say when he was baptizing down there and the Lord appeared? And he cried out, what? The Son of God. Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Now you think about that. Brethren, he done a whole lot more than we give him credit for sometimes. But the Scripture said, now it does not mean that there would be no more sinners, but that sin had separated between God and man, brethren, Christ paid the debt. And brethren, it was taken away.
that if a man would repent of his sins and cry upon the Savior for redemption, that God would save him. And brethren, he'd be a son of God and have fellowship with God. And thank God, God would be his God.
He'd be his author, would he not? Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. There's more in that than I can get around to. I believe that's as far as we can go tonight. I appreciate your prayers. I appreciate your attention. There wasn't anything. There was no way under him, brethren, that sin could be relinquished except by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He took sin out of the way. He took sin out of the way. Now, I don't know if I could find it, has something to do. There's things that we don't think about sometimes when we think about that Christ died on the cross for the world. He died for all. He didn't die for one. He didn't die for one group. Brethren, he died for all. All. That all might be made perfect. We can be made perfect in the Lord Jesus Christ. But you're going to have to accept that Jesus has done for you. No other way. There's no other cleansing. There's nothing that you can do personally. You cannot live clean enough, brethren, to save yourself. You can't do it. Man couldn't do it. Had man been able to do it, my friend, he come in vain. But he didn't come in vain. He took that sin out of the picture. Yes, he did. For them that believe. Why, preacher, why are there so many sinners today? He didn't take sin out to the point, my friend, there was no more sin. But he took that sin out, my friend, that the broken fellowship would be no more. That there'd be a clear path between God and man. And that of which Jesus Christ done, brethren, it satisfied God and it satisfied man. Did it not? He died for us. Brethren, and he was the supreme sacrifice. God accepted him, did he not? Sat down to the right hand of God. The Bible said made intercession. He's the mediator, the go-between between us and God. Yes, sir. In the name of Jesus Christ, the author. The author and the finisher of our faith. It takes faith to please God. It's what the 11th chapter teach you. It takes faith. It said without faith, it's impossible to please Him. Without faith. Brethren, I'm going to tell you, it's our faith that separates us between us and the world. Our faith in God, our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is what? Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. Most definitely. Anybody got anything you need to say or do, leave with us.